together.
Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Views expressed on Art Star Scene Radio do not necessarily reflect the views of Radio Free Brooklyn. Also, this program is intended for mature audiences only. Oh my God, Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah.
I had so many paninis this week.
Oh my God, how many paninis?
I had like 20 paninis.
Oh my God, you had 20 paninis?
Yeah. How many paninis do you have?
I mean, I don't want to tell you, I got mad.
Oh my God, you had 30.
How'd you know?
Because you always have more paninis than me.
No.
I get so jello.
Well, you shouldn't have had so much jello. You should have had some more paninis.
Were they big paninis?
Really big.
Really big paninis? Yeah. Oh my. Well, I had some huge paninis and I had some really big paninis. And there's one small paninis, but I decided I didn't want it.
Yeah, no, I saw the small panini and I was like, I'm not going to eat that.
Totally not putting that in my mouth.
Yeah. Going nowhere near my mouth.
Nowhere near my mouth.
Yeah, if it was bigger, maybe.
If it was bigger, yeah.
Yeah, like this really big panini I saw.
Yeah?
It was like too big.
Wow.
I ate it.
You did. You're so mature. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Art Star Scene Radio. I am Face Boy.
I am Face Girl.
With us in the studio is Abby Hertz.
Hello.
And Lucille.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, Face Boy. Wait, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'll put the mic up a bit. We're adjusting.
I have my mouth right on the mic now.
Put it in your mouth.
Face Girl, if you would read that personal ad that I sent to you.
All right.
Craigslist personal ad.
Yes, it's appreciate very important. That.
It's very important.
My favorite part being the again.
Yes.
Sorry. Yet again, the internet can suck my dick. I was in it about 2 seconds ago, but it forgot me already.
On the way over here on the subway, there was this family. They had three small kids, and the father is saying, New York is the nicest place in the world. That's like the slogan. It's the nicest place. New York is the nicest. And one of the kids just said, no, it's not.
Okay. Said, it smells.
It smells.
Wow. Where were they from?
I don't know.
I feel like they were from here, but don't you think?
No, because not the way they're talking, I don't think so.
Because they couldn't hold on to the bowl? But
yeah.
Yeah. That's what she said.
Okay, Craigslist ad.
All right. Please don't let me be virgin again this year, M4W.
Aww.
And the picture.
Don't aw. One, this is not the person. And two, again.
Again.
Come on.
He's like leaned against a wall with his head in his hands.
That is not him. That is stock photography. Like, that is not this person.
By the way, this guy's 31.
Yeah. So he says, I'm looking for a girl who would like to be my first and teach me some things. I'm open-minded and a quick learner. If you are interested, reply with a little about yourself and a pic, and I'll send one back. Please put your favorite color as the subject so I know it's a real person. M for W, but also M for WW.
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah, this guy is lying, and it was posted 12 days ago. Did you message them?
No, I did not. But this is just for our ass party game. So here we play the ass party game. Every time we say the word ass, take a little sip. Take a swig. Don't take a whole shot. It's a party game. Maybe you're not into alcohol. Maybe your thing is weed. Take a little puff. A little puff. Yeah. Maybe you don't do any kind of drugs whatsoever. Maybe you're that guy. So if we say ass, you would?
Play just the tip.
Take your boyfriend.
We say asshole. Say, then take two sips or?
Actually have sex with the person and then apologize.
if we say ass fuck.
Repeat this bullshit about being a virgin and playing just the tip again with a new person.
There we go. Also, if you say the secret word, you win a prize. And this week's prize is Stony the Bear.
Stony the Christmas Bear. He gets high around Christmas. Christmas trees are not the only kind of trees that Stony likes.
Can you describe Stony the Bear for us, please?
He smokes reefer. He's got red eyes. He's a big old white, chubby, fluffy bear. He gets the munchies a lot.
He's got a Christmas hat.
And he's wearing
hat.
A beanie. He's wearing a beanie, like a stoner beanie with a pom-pom.
He's so stoned.
But it's also a Christmas tree, but everything about him is drugs.
Stony the Bear.
Yeah. There's probably a hole somewhere where you can put your weed in.
In the butt?
Yeah, a zipper in the butt.
There's a zipper somewhere. If all not, right. At least under the hat.
I want to talk about this again, the legal fling app. The reason I want to talk about it is
did
we
you
have
research.
No.
Okay.
No. But
no. Nope.
Didn't think yeah. so.
No, of course not.
We just talked about it over tacos.
Yeah. We had tacos. Taco.
Yeah. Taco.
Abby and I like to get together and give each other relationship advice every now and then over tacos.
Over tacos.
Tacos.
Nice.
And she's also the producer of Lust, which the phrase that they use is consent is sexy. And it's all about consent. We'll talk about Lust in a minute. But Legal Fling is an app that supposedly ensures that both partners are consenting mm-hmm. to whatever they're doing. And she's already nodding no. Nodding no. Go ahead.
No, I mean, I'll let you before I go off.
Well, I've already said on the show a couple of times. I think this is set up for... set up by a guy mm-hmm. so that other guys can do horrible shit.
They're feeling so unsafe right now.
They just need everybody to know that she's a whore.
I'm just so afraid every time I fuck a girl and she's unresponsive and not enjoying it that she might accuse me of rape afterwards.
I'm sick of girls coming over, falling asleep, and then acting like they didn't want it.
And see, she consented. On Legal Fling app.
She was also wearing a skirt.
After 12 shots of Jack Daniels.
She consented.
Well, you couldn't make a legally binding contract if you're drunk.
No, you can't.
But you can't revoke the contract, right?
Is but how do you prove?
Or that was the research you were supposed to do.
Yeah, you can revoke it. But like, what if it's too late? What if you're tied
yeah,
up?
Like, yeah, so you need to revoke it during sex. You're like, hold on, honey. I got to grab my phone. And
you're like trying to get Siri to. Right hey, now. Siri, please revoke consent. Siri. Siri, please help. Please.
I think she would do that. I think Siri and Alexa and hey, Google could all revoke consent for you. But not if your mouth is gagged.
Very true.
Any further thoughts on this app?
I mean, I think we wrapped it up. It's for dudes that are all of a sudden like, oh shit, man, I gotta be good in bed now. So girls don't want to stop and they're afraid.
Yeah, they're afraid.
They're all afraid, yeah.
It's
they
all
should be afraid.
Based. They should be, damn right.
Yeah, find that fucking clit. Do your job. Then I won't revoke my consent.
Let's talk Peggy and Barb.
Barb.
So a Barb, if you're... not a regular listener to the show, someone who really likes taking it up the ass. And pegging is when a woman puts on a strap-on or a strapless strap-on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Called the real dough. And fucks her boyfriend in the ass. As it turns out, Abby is also into pegging. You've been into it for a long time.
Yeah. I guess I kind of discovered I was into it by accident when I was younger.
How's that?
Yeah, we need to hear that.
It all started when I was 12.
Go on.
Yeah. We're listening. You have
all been 12. So when I was like 12 or 13 years old, I had a dream. It was a very formative experience for me that I had both a dick and my pussy. And since then, I was like, I too would like a dick. And got down with my whole queerness in college and was like, yeah, strap on for the ladies. And then I was like, oh shit, strap on for the dudes. And
right.
I didn't even know this was like I didn't Google anything. back then. It was like Nexus Lexus or something. I don't know. So I had this boyfriend. And I was like, so there's something I want to try. He seemed down with it.
Had you already done it to girls?
To girls.
Yeah, but so not to any men. Yeah.
Not to men.
So how old really were you when you first, with a woman? With a guy?
With a guy, 21.
21.
And I put him in a dress.
Nice.
Oh my God, yeah.
And, what kind of dress? I still have the dress. I bought it in Miami when I was like 14 years old. And it's hot pink.
Oh, nice.
And tight.
Nice.
And I put a bra on him and put, you know, the chicken cutlets.
Yeah.
So I put the chicken cutlets in.
Wait, I don't know about
these. They're fake boobs. Yeah, they look like chicken cutlets. That's why they call them
that. And he was totally down with this?
He was down with it. Yeah. But I, and to this day, I still feel bad though, because afterwards, and he really super enjoyed it, like came all over the hot pink dress. and then I didn't know that much about aftercare at that point. I think I was kind of a douche about it. So I throw him a towel afterwards. And I'm like, clean yourself up. And gave him a little wink. And he felt really used and dirty. So he was enjoying it. But then after, I don't know, our relationship was never the same after that.
I used to have one of the burlesque girls that we would like put her dress, her boyfriend in a dress. And we'd give him, I told you, the vodka enema. and then we'd fuck him up the ass for hours. We'd just take turns and like, he couldn't touch us at all. Like, we were just like, no. And like, we'd dress him up different things, put his makeup on. And like, we wouldn't let him touch us at all. We were really mean.
Wait, this fucking vodka enema. I just heard about this for the first time. I was with my boyfriend and some of his friends the other night, and they told me about this.
Yeah.
Is this what millennials do?
I mean, I was really like, I don't think we should do this, guys. We might kill him. But she was like, no, he likes it. This is what we do. And apparently they do that like every night. So
how much vodka?
Wow.
A lot. I mean, like a lot.
Every night.
And like,
so does it stay in him and absorb through his ass and get him drunk?
He gets drunk. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what happens.
He was kind of like a pussy and he was like, I don't really like the taste of vodka, but I only want vodka. It's like less calories, like all these weird things. So he ended up with like a vodka enema.
He deserves to be pegged.
Totally. Totally. Yeah.
So did you also want to both a penis and a vagina?
I really wanted like probably just a penis, and I had a lot of like gender identity issues, and then I think I started to be like, you know what, I can just like put a penis on sometimes and it's okay. But the real dose really helped, because now I'm like, oh look, I have a penis.
Yeah.
I know, I've seen it.
It's so exciting. I can't thank you two enough for recommending that to me.
We recommended the real dough to Abby Hertz, for those who don't know what a real dough is. You want to describe it?
So it has this little like egg like thing, and that I stick in my vagina, and then I just, you know, like hold on to that, and then it has a little vibrator that where like the balls would be basically, and then it just like, I don't need a strap on it, just sticks.
Did you know about the Fieldo before that?
The real dough?
No, the Fieldo.
No.
Oh, the Fieldo.
We saw the Fieldo, remember? Wait, and
Where have I been?
Oh, we at the Pink Pussycat.
Yeah,
I told
them about it. No, we saw real dough at the Pink Pussycat.
We told them we would shut them out. Hello,
shut
pussy.
Them out?
Shut, like, give them a shout out.
Oh, shout them out. Did you get the
deal?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I just bought the stripper.
If you're in the village and you're looking for a store that has dildos, that has stripper clothing, that has all the things, clit stimulators, all the things, then you want to go to, what's the name of it?
Pink Pussycat.
Pink Pussycat on Bleecker Street. Just a little bit west of 6th Avenue.
Taking
Pink
notes.
Pussycat. They're
taking
very
notes.
Nice there.
They don't have a lot of stripper clothes, though. I was disappointed with the stripper section. It's a lot of, they have a lot of naughty things.
But they have outfits, right?
They have like the box outfits, but for my size, like they even said they're like, these are like one size fits all. You can't really, unless I resewed them in, they don't really work for me.
The staff is knowledgeable.
Yeah.
And they're very nice.
They had this vibrator that it's called like Shane's World, and I could like give somebody a remote and like stick the vibrator in me or something, and they could decide when it comes on.
Yeah, WeVibe also has ones on it, and I don't recommend it.
You've tried it?
Yeah, I don't recommend it.
What, it freaked you out?
No, it just didn't work. It just wasn't good. Like,
oh, I see.
So no, like, I'm not freaked out by things. It just was not effective.
Yeah.
Now, have you been with Have you had boyfriends that weren't into it and that's a problem?
No, I mean, I can just, I'm into like a lot of different things. So it's like, if I'm with a dude that isn't into it, then I'm like, all right, we'll do other things. And I find things that we both like I prefer to be with somebody that's into it.
Yeah.
It's more fun for me, but, you know.
See, I'm glad to have you here. That's one thing we didn't talk about over tacos. It took a while for me to get that she was getting anything out of it. You know, I kind of would feel like...
getting so much out of it.
Yeah.
So the real dough, I know at least there's something inside her that's moving while she's fucking me, and there's some vibration. But without that, with just a regular strap-on, what is it that you get out of it?
I mean, I get probably just as much out of it with just the strap-on. The only thing I really like about the real dough is that, like, I feel like I have a dick, but I don't really feel that much sensation inside. Okay.
Yeah, same. Yeah, the vibrator, actually, mine stopped working.
Yeah, it's like doesn't work very well. Like, once you put lube on, you can't get it to work, I feel like, also. And
oh, because your fingers slip?
It's just, like, the button won't press. Like, I keep being it.
I don't want to fuck with that. So I just took it out the other day. Yeah. Like, whatever.
I feel like we haven't used the vibrating agent in a couple of times. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, one of my top fantasies is having a dick. So if I feel like I have a dick and I can fuck somebody with it, then it's
great.
It's great. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's made me, like, it's made me not, like, feel like I need to be a boy so much anymore.
Right.
You can be a boy sometimes.
But yeah, I can just be a boy sometimes.
And it's made me feel like I don't fucking need men for sex anymore, ever.
My ex-girlfriend, she asked, like, well, what do you do, like, because she didn't really want that, so she was asking, like, what do you do with girls? Like, do you do it, like, up their ass or, like, in their vagina? And I was like, I don't know, like, whatever they want. I just, like, believe in consent. But I feel like so many men don't understand that. You know, wouldn't it just be easier if you could ask somebody
what they want?
Like, yeah, do you want it up your ass or your vagina instead of just, like, doing whatever you want?
Yeah, I mean, well, that goes back to, like, the whole issue of enthusiastic consent. It's, I was just interviewed by Refinery29 about how do you make consent sexy, and I'm like,
it is
no, like, yeah, like, fucking dirty talk, man. Can't you guys get creative? Be like, do you want me to fuck you up the ass right now? And if somebody's excited about it,
then you do it.
You have consent. And if somebody's like,
then you do it in their vagina. You know. I'm not saying if they have to be enthusiastic about that, too.
Tell us about lust, since we're moving in that direction.
So lust is an immersive erotic dinner party where food is served completely off of naked bodies, naked human platters, and fed to you by what I like to call my man slaves and my lady servants and other genders. We have people that identify as non-binary as well. So anyways, you eat dinner off of bodies, and there is a dungeon, a tent, where you can have an experience with DOMs. There's interactive art installations, human candelabras, stage performances. It's basically just a space where you can explore your sensuality and alternative ways.
Cuddle puddle.
There's a cuddle puddle, which I love. I just, like, when I'm feeling really introverted, because I'm not super extroverted. I had to learn and sort of train myself to be a good hostess and go out and schmooze and be like, hi, yes, oh my gosh, how, thank you for coming and all that shit. But what I really want to do is just lay in the center of the cuddle puddle and, like, stare at the ceiling and be like, whoa.
Do you spend time in the cuddle puddle?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, once the party's, like, just really going and she's comfortable that things are going well, you'll get in the cuddle puddle.
Yeah.
If you don't see Abby in the cuddle puddle,
things are wrong.
Things are going wrong.
Yeah, if you see me chain smoking clove cigarettes outside, happened last time. No, it went great last time. There was just one performance I wasn't thrilled with, and so I ended up chain smoking clove cigarettes from Indonesia.
Okay,
can you there's say things why going on all the time, everywhere. You know, like, yeah, and,
all over
and it changes,
Lake.
And there's, like, rope bondage, and there's one. What did you say? You just did
that was gesture. Like
a bunch of dicks in your face
dicks
gesture.
In my face gesture.
There are no dicks there in anyone's
no
faces.
No, not at all.
Nope. You
no
cannot sex. Take out your penis.
No penis.
No
you
did
penis.
Have one sex party though, right?
I did.
How did that go?
It went really well, actually. It was quite beautiful.
How long ago?
I did that New Year's Eve weekend.
Oh, nice.
But this one, our tagline is actually intimacy without fucking. So there's a lot of eye contact. There's a lot of sensuality going on. Lots of light touching, making out,
tickling.
And it's been a success.
Yeah, it's been like surprisingly successful. I had no idea when I started it. I was like, I wonder if I gamble all of my money that I have in this entire planet and risk being homeless.
It's true.
It's true. I did.
She hired the caterer. She hired the models. She hired all of these people renting out the space. It's a huge expense.
It's terrifying.
And yeah, it's a lot of money that you put out, and you don't know. You never know if it's going to pay off or not. Every single one has been sold out. So if you're thinking of going to Lust, get your ticket right fucking now. The next one is February 9th.
Yes.
And it's not sold out yet. Have you posted
it? It's not sold out yet. No, I have posted it. I haven't been doing as much PR lately, but apparently I should. So I'm going to fire up the engine this week.
Didn't Facebook fuck with you on
this? Facebook majorly fucked with me. They blocked me from posting the link to my event or anything for a while. This is the third time they've done this to me. They say I'm peddling pornography.
That's what they said that?
Yeah.
They actually sent you an email?
Yeah. I ended up being able, both times that they did this to me, getting in touch with somebody at Facebook.
And really?
Okay, that's almost impossible.
Yeah.
I know. I have a lot of friends.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's almost more impressive than your success in the Lust party.
Yeah, getting hold of a human at Facebook.
I have a human at Facebook.
Yeah. I'm really good at just steamrolling everything. If I get an idea in my head, like, I'm going to get in touch with a human at Facebook. Like,
done.
Even if it takes 2 or 3 days.
That's still pretty good. 2 or 3 days
is not a long really time. Like, I was thinking like it just took you like a month or something to figure that out.
I ain't got time for that shit.
So are they done fucking with you, or did they stop and then they started again and now you don't know?
Now they're just suppressing my algorithms. Like, I'm on Instagram as well. Like, I used to get like 500-600 likes on my photos for the Lust account. Now, since then, I've been getting like 100-300 likes.
Okay.
And on my Facebook, people are saying, oh, none of your stuff shows up in my feed anymore.
That's weird. It shows up in my feed.
It shows up in mine too, but maybe I'm like in that group of people they consider devious
sinner.
Maybe you're a sinner.
Yeah. Wow, now I wonder if there is like a dark Facebook and then like regular Facebook, and we're all just part of the light dark web.
I think we're part of the dark.
No, we're not part of the dark web. That is way darker than we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's all algorithms. They're like, she likes kinky shit. She likes kinky shit. They interact a lot. Okay.
Yeah.
But
this one's
so
not scared of tits. Every time I ask them, are there tits in the picture? She says, no, she's a liar. You know that, right? The thing that comes up in your pictures. And
then they ask you, like, they ask you to go through each one. They're like, we deleted one of your pictures. Now decide if any of these have tits. And I'm like, no.
Well, the last time I was like, I got a 30-day ban from using my Facebook.
That's a lot.
It was for a biological male that was topless, but he had red high heels on and red lipstick, and so they determined he was female.
Oh, wow.
So I couldn't show his nipples, I guess.
And you couldn't like get in touch with a human at Facebook and be like, you're stupid.
Yeah, that was pre-finding a human Facebook days.
Wow.
But anyways, next Lust, February 9th, Lot 45 in Bushwick, and you can go on Eventbrite probably and search for Lust.
Probably.
Shit like that. You know, I'm so good at self-promotion.
You probably do.
I don't even know how I got successful. Like, yeah.
I think you've got a good thing. I think you're selling something people. It sells itself.
Oh, back to pegging for a minute.
Oh my God.
Whatever.
I mean, we have 3 out of 4 people at least.
My stripper friends.
We have 4 out of 4.
My stripper friends think I'm obsessed. They're like, all you want to talk about.
I was
about
the one that recommended
pegging.
The dildo to them, just FYI.
Oh, shut the front door.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
wait, were you really?
You're welcome. That's right.
You never credited her to me.
He never credits me for anything I do. And it's kind of hilariously sad. Hilarious for me, sad for you.
Okay, I'll go.
No,
go
you
that.
Won't. Go on.
Go with that. Now I forgot. Oh yeah,
pegging.
When I took your dick away,
because you just took my dick away again.
I know, and I'm gonna do it forever, honey.
I know. So when I told you about Lucille pegging me, you were like, I want to see that. where's the interest in that come from?
Like watching people?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm actually not like a huge voyeur, but...
So is it because it's us?
I think it's... how many times have we had sex in front of each other?
Special? Yeah. Yeah.
Like me and you and I? Yeah.
Oh,
over
God,
the past
I don't
like
know.
12 years.
A few.
You can watch me peg him. I don't mind.
I have pictures.
We
have pictures of just the... we sent those to her too, but we don't have pictures of like me actually doing it to you.
No. I mean, I could take the picture.
He gets really into ecstasy.
Then you'll have them.
I go somewhere else.
So cute.
I know. I love the little moan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, do you become a little blonde slut?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does really do. Oh, he's like, slut. And if I like take a break, he's like, listen, I'm going to say please in different, please, please. Can we start again, please? Maybe if I say
but I've
like
tried
this.
To stop doing it. I've tried to be like, are you into this right now? I mean.
No, sometimes I just need to stretch my back for a second. Then I want to go right back.
Please.
And then he's like, but okay, but what if I say this, please?
But I think I learned that from you.
Specific please?
Yeah, like keep saying please in a different tone until you get what you want.
Do I do that?
Yeah, no, he told me that that's the thing.
Oh, I just like when they beg for it. I'm like, yes, beg for my dick.
That maybe is why I take time to stretch. Because I like for you begging for it.
You stretch?
I stretch. God, I'm like, hold on, I need to stretch out for a minute. And he's like...
Like in the middle, do you stop and stretch? Like,
oh, yeah.
And he'll be like, he gets all antsy, and then I'm just like, hold on, I'm just stretching. I'm coming back.
I don't doubt it based on the blowjob video that you totally take time to stop and stretch.
Well, listen, blowjobs aren't my thing.
Yes, they are. You're very good.
You guys are
thank
so
you.
Cute.
That's sweet of you to think that I'm good.
I'm
more into like eating pussy, but you know, I'm trying to be nice about it.
Yeah. I'm trying to be nice about it. Do you wish you also had a pussy?
Yeah, that would be fun if you could have both.
But you don't like eating ass.
She's okay with it.
I'm okay with it. I'd eat your ass. I have eaten your ass. Didn't I do that like
Yeah.
The other week? Like the other day?
A couple of weeks ago.
You might have done that the other day.
Yeah, oh. I think I like eating pussy more, but I love giving blowjobs when I like the guy.
Yeah.
If I don't like the guy that much.
Yeah, you like, I mean, I won't even actually. I won't. I refuse to. If I don't know the guy that well and I'm not a regular.
There.
I'm like, I'll like get it hard. I'll be like, okay.
It works. It's good to go.
You're good now. I make faces like that too. Yeah.
So Lucille has been staying with me for the past couple of weeks and things have been going well, but of course there are the occasional problems. And one of them was 2 weeks ago I was asleep and she was texting or messaging a cousin of hers and she's having fun. She's laughing, making some noise. And her laughter entered my dream. In my dream, I was teaching.
Oh my God.
So he got like really stirred
in your brown corduroy.
in my brown corduroy jacket. And
he was like, enough of that.
And the noise was from a student in the class. So in my dream and what happened in real life is I woke up and I went, shh. I shushed her really loud.
Oh my God.
And she was like,
and he
you're
used
fucking
his finger.
Shushing me? You're actually shushing me? And this is what I said next. It wasn't me.
He also used his finger the way teachers do. He was like, shh.
With the finger.
And I was like, God. Oh my God. Like,
it wasn't me. What?
That's perfect. You remind me of my former roommate. Oh my God. I love it.
And now I have body dysmorphic disorder interfering with my sex life.
Oh, not now. It's been the whole time. What are you talking about?
Yeah. No, it's always been that way.
All right. Okay. All right. Yeah.
But he's going to, can I say your news or no?
Sure.
He's going to start therapy to do it.
So I'm going to restart therapy.
Oh, nice.
My insurance last year, the copays were too, I just couldn't afford it, mm-hmm. even the copays. But this year they've come down to something affordable so I can get the copays. So what happened was last week, she's given me a blowjob and all I could see was my stomach and my thighs. and in my mind they were fucking huge.
And then also, and, like, we, I have, like, I have, I used to have a very bad eating disorder. So when he starts saying am I fat, then I'm like, I think he's projecting onto me, and I'm like,
I think the same thing.
You think I'm fat? Yeah. And we go back and forth for like an hour. God. And I'm like, think I'm fat? And like, it goes on forever.
So the next morning,
I'm also in therapy. So,
the next morning, I get on the scale,
and he had lost weight.
And I had lost weight.
It was all
that
semen.
But I still had to do the body mass index. I had to check.
Yeah, he checks it. He checks on the internet.
How often?
Yeah, like multiple times a day sometimes.
More than once a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But yeah.
Never considered quitting drinking, though.
No, never. No, that's never. Neither of us, like, neither of us do that. That's not how we lose weight.
Fair enough.
Maybe just switch to the vodka enema.
Yeah.
Is that what you said that?
Yeah, fatty. No, you're not. You're insane.
I'm exactly normal. Exactly normal, according to BMI.
But
BMI could be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Could.
Well, yeah, if you have a lot of muscle.
Could be wrong.
I would send you the side-by-side of like an athlete that's the same height and like 6 pounds less than Trump. It's like some picture. I don't even know if it's true. Yeah. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's like what a difference 6 pounds makes. And it's really not
six pounds. Yeah.
It's like a lifestyle choice.
Yeah.
But don't show him that because then he'll just.
Yeah. No, he'll just freak out.
The math will no longer save him.
Yeah. I've been in recovery from anorexia for almost 19 years, actually.
Yeah. I actually just started seeing somebody like again for it because I'm like in recovery, but I'm having hard times.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think the mental process never totally goes away. So, I have, like, my bottom lines of, like, I have to eat, you know, 3 meals a day. And I'm not allowed to exercise too much, which, honestly, just results in me not exercising.
Yeah.
Like, I'll do yoga, but, you know, I don't want to get, like, obsessive and weird. So, I'm like, I'm just not fucking with it.
I'm pretty obsessive about exercise. I mean, I exercise a lot.
You do.
And I don't know, but I mean, that's not really the problem. I get weird about like, I'll go like 3 days without eating and then I'll get really manic and like, nobody wants to be my friend anymore by the end of it. And I'm like, fuck, I just ruined my whole life.
Because I'm not eating for three days.
Yeah. And like, I'll just get really manic and like, I'll say things that are off and people are like, I can't deal with you. And like,
that's like me when
I got fired from my job over it, you know?
I remember.
They're not taking me
She was like, I remember once when we were having sex. She was like, "Squeeze my fat while you're fucking me. Just squeeze it really."
What?
He was like, "There's no
and fat." And I'm like, "I couldn't no fuck you." And she was like, "You can fuck me in the ass if you squeeze my fat." And I'm like,
"You should have pinched her cheeks."
Damn it!
Boobs are kind of fat, aren't they?
Yeah, you've done that, I guess.
Stupid! You should have grabbed a tit, dumb. And you would have done her in the booty.
Well, finally, we've gotten there.
I did end up letting him do it once in the booty for me.
And you liked it?
Wait, just once?
Just once so far.
Oh wow!
I don't know. I mean, I didn't dislike.
You said it. I have the video.
My face.
You're like, this is awesome, baby.
My face. Seemed like I liked it.
Damn right.
Did he send you the picture of my face? He has it screenshotted. He also screenshotted me like really enjoying his dick. Like really, really happy and elated. He's like, see, you do like blowjobs.
Oh yeah, like huge smile next to my dick. Yeah, aww. You want to see one right now?
Yeah, let's see them. I'm not sure if I've seen them.
Yeah, I haven't seen them.
Yeah.
Holding out on me in our taco night.
Tacos.
Give me a second.
This is fun.
So, Face Boy and I have been friends so long that we actually met on MySpace.
Oh, my God.
In 2005?
How did you meet on MySpace and not like the real world?
I feel like you have all the same friends. World.
We had, I was in an art show up in New York. I was still living in Florida at the time, but I was in a group show with Mangina.
Yeah.
And...
And I don't know who Mangina is.
You don't know Mangina? Fucking Mangina. So Patrick Bucklew, he is a visual artist and a performance artist, but he sadly moved out of New York to Portland a few years ago. And he used to perform with a prosthetic vagina on. And he would like bring his scrotum through to make labia.
Ouch.
So we used to perform in some of the same shows, and our visual art was in some of the same shows.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I met Face Boy.
Whoa.
Hello.
I'm like so
happy. I'm definitely say something more commercial like.
No, I'm like actually just really happy there. He, I was like, I'm not happy. He like took all these screenshots. He's like, look at this. Go look at this.
What about the butt face? Is that too hard to find?
Yeah, that'd be too difficult to find. But I'll try and for next week because we always follow up.
Yeah, no, we totally follow up.
Top 10 Laverne and Shirley episode titles that could be porn.
Did something happen?
Didn't do
Battlestar Galactica. No. I asked her her favorite TV show, and it was Battlestar Galactica, and I was going to do the top 10 for that, but I had already done a top 10 list, so when I was sort of running out of time, I decided I'll just stick with it, Laverne and Shirley.
I feel like there's so many for Battlestar, too.
Is that why you kept asking me my favorite TV show, and I couldn't come up with anything? I don't know.
Yeah, so it's going to be for the top 10 list.
All right.
So. Top 10 Laverne and Shirley episode titles that could be porn. You all know how to play this game.
Yeah.
Number 10, An Affair to Forget.
I'm not going to say GHB.
But you just did.
I did, didn't I?
I'm cute. Like GHB porn. Okay.
Yeah.
K-hole
but
porn.
Also like K-hole. It also involves like cheating in some way because it's an affair.
Yep.
There's a lot of ketamine with affairs too.
There's what?
A lot of ketamine with affairs too. Ketamine and
did you say ketamine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like ketamine is always like whenever I do ketamine and sex combined, I'm like I really wish that.
I didn't know that you did that.
Well, that's I did it with that girl we had it on last week.
Oh,
thanks.
Okay.
And then.
Oh, with Allison.
With Allison. And then. I like her, but the ketamine was a little much. Made it all a little much.
Like sex in a K-hole, though? Like.
Yeah, it was not fun. She was just like. She would lie to me and was like, oh, it's coke. And so I took it. And then I was like.
Damn.
And then we were still fucking. And I was like, it was just not the best night.
Yeah, I'd be sending Allison home. Like, bye, Al.
Never been in a K-hole.
Me either. No, don't want to go there.
Nope.
I don't even think I've tried it.
I mean, like, I get food coma.
Do you always go to a K-hole, or is that a worst case scenario?
No, that's like if you do. Some people enjoy it, but that's like if you do too much, really.
Okay.
Like, she did it. She was, as you said, she was in recovery for it. Like, I don't use ketamine. So if you're going to give me what you gave, like, yourself, I like literally like fell into this terrible K-hole. I was I think I was vomiting and she might have still been trying to fuck me.
Oh my God, that's a kick to some people, but I don't think that was the case there.
Number
she
9
was also
The Bachelor Party.
Alright, well that's pretty much all what dudes it sounds fucking like. Dudes I want it to be all dude on dude.
Yeah, I was thinking dude on dude as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not what most bachelor parties are, but
no, that's why I would watch this.
Maybe they are.
In my mind, they are.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Don't take that from me.
All right.
Like, how many strippers are there? Somebody's touching dicks that's a dude. Like, while they're waiting their turn.
Come on.
Yeah.
They only hire, like, 1 to 2 strippers.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
there's a lot of the male-to-female ratio.
I don't know. My boyfriend tells me I see everything through a lens of gayness.
Yeah. I have that same
mind. I might have that problem too.
Or filter.
Number 8, Laverne and Barb.
That's not real.
Damn it. You're right.
I know.
Barb.
Number 8, Honeymoon Hotel.
Oh, nice. I want this to be virgins. Gonna polish your ice. But like a lot of them.
A lot of
virgins. So they all take their virginity together?
Yeah.
Like a giant cult
hotel. Yeah.
Sure.
Everybody's a virgin. They all got mass married and now they're losing their virginity.
Okay. Number 7. Take 2. They're small.
Viagra? Is that a Viagra?
That's real.
Oh my God. I would not watch this.
Yeah, at first I was like, that's just like sad micro penis.
That's sad micro penis porn.
But, but then you could turn it into cuck porn.
Maybe, but you're taking 2, so that's DP with micro penis.
That's DP with micro penis.
Maybe, what is
porn
that?
Porn no one wants to watch.
No, like penis humiliation. Yeah, no, there's no point in watching that.
People who like to be cucked
would be like triple scissors. What?
People who like to be cucked probably like to watch cucks.
I don't know. I don't know if people who like to be cucked would want to watch micro penis.
Because aren't most people who like to be cucked have micro penis?
Yeah, but I don't think they want to watch it. They want to watch.
Some of them are drug addicts and they can't get it out. And so then they know their girlfriend's off fucking everybody else. You know what I mean?
Yes. I think it's Everybody's different. Everyone's different.
Yeah, I've dated guys that wanted to be cucked that were like average size, and I was like, yeah. I mean, I don't have that much of an interest in random dick, like rando dick, to like go out and be like, I'm fucking another dick while you're at home.
While you're at home, yeah.
It's not my thing.
Rando dick?
Rando dick.
Right. I think like hookers like that because they're like, oh, I have someone to go home to, but then like, I'm out making money, you know, and that's nice. But I don't have to fuck him too because it's my job.
We can cuddle.
We can cuddle, yeah. Here, baby, I brought home a bag of Coke.
Oh no.
This is Jim.
Damn you. Okay, sorry. What number are we on?
Number six. High-priced dates.
High-priced dates?
Yeah, that's prostitution.
Porn. That's yeah. Like high class.
Yeah, that's but
it's
yeah.
Like in a fa- yeah, in a fancy
make it classy.
I would say this with celebrities.
Nice.
Yeah.
Number five, Shirley Swallows.
Oh.
Well. Damn it, you always catch me on the fake ones.
I'm cute like McCartney.
Number five, Shirley and the Older Man.
Ooh.
Shirley Swallows wasn't very good, though, so of course she caught
you. Yeah, it wasn't very good.
Of course that wasn't going to be an episode.
Sometimes it'd be like, Shirley takes it in the ass. Like, I'm clearly not even trying.
Yeah. I don't even know if they're allowed to on network TV space to like Shirley Swallows.
Oh, God. I hope my mom's not listening.
Oh, yeah.
Well, everyone hopes their mom's not listening.
She follows everything I do. She's so supportive. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening.
Sorry, Mom.
I really sorry, hope my I'm mom doesn't stumble on these one day and is like,
yeah. She's like, I'm so supportive of everything, but do you have to talk about pegging?
Pegging, really, dearest?
Do you have to paint your vagina, Abby?
Yes.
What does your boyfriend think about like painting your vagina?
I'm pretty sure he does not like that. I mean, I only do it like once a year right now.
Yeah. But.
Number four, tag team wrestling.
Lens of gayness.
Are you sure that's real?
That's real. Tag team wrestling.
All right, it's exactly what it sounds like.
It's exactly what it sounds like.
It's very gay, and it's very oiled.
It's very dirty.
Lots of lubrication.
There's a lot of lube involved.
Yeah.
Lots.
Maybe like a little like blow-up pool, too.
Oh, I like
and
that.
A blow-up pool. Nice. Good detail.
Yeah. It's important.
40 seconds. 40 seconds from when I put the whiskey near Lucille until she started to drink it again. I moved it away, and I counted
I
in my head.
Water.
Oh, no, that's whiskey.
That's what you're supposed to say.
It's whiskey and water.
Okay.
It's watered down.
Dude, I moved it away from her for a while, and I was like, you know what? No, fine. She can have,
some.
40 seconds. It's almost gone.
It's a long time.
It was a long time.
Next time, pick up the pace.
Pick it up quicker. Yeah.
Number three, bad girls.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
This is a party bus.
That's Laverne and Shirley out on the town taking all the dicks. All the dicks.
I like that.
Number two, good time girls.
I don't know. Scissor Sistery.
I like that.
Well done.
Yeah.
That's what it is. And the number one, Laverne and
Stormy
Shirley.
Leather.
Episode title that could be porn. Not even kidding. Teenage lust.
Oh, no. No.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. I'm just going to guess what the episode was about instead of deciding what the porn is. I'm guessing somebody came back to, like, one of their old significant others came back. It's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Otherwise, it's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Folks, if you like what you're hearing on the show, and you want to support Freeform Radio, this makes me laugh too. If you want to support the station, go to radiofreebrooklyn.com/pledge. If you want to sponsor this show in particular,
give me your cash.
If you think it's important that people talk about pegging for hours on end,
Which it is.
You can sponsor us, and it's tax deductible.
Shut the front door.
Yeah, it is.
Ridiculous. Should have my mom sponsor you.
Yes. Moms around the world should sponsor us. Go to rfb.nyc/s. That's rfb.nyc/s. That really is where you go. Who wants to read the on-air copy?
I can skim it, but let someone else read it.
Unless, Abby, Lucille? Okay.
You want okay. to?
We're supposed to read this.
And I mumble a little bit.
So a little?
I read this whole thing?
Or you could, I could just say part. What it's about.
Okay. Now you can experience Radio Free Brooklyn live in person. We have two live shows coming up. This coming Monday, January 29th, RFB presents Who's More Annoying? A hilarious game show about couples from host Dr. Lisa of Dr. Lisa Gives a Shit. Doors open we 7 so p.m. at the Footlight.
We should do it.
We should do it.
465 Seneca
Is there
Ave
money?
In Ridgewood, Queens. $5.
There's a dinner involved. We would win a dinner.
Wait,
win a
let's dinner? Let's have a and then let's call have each a date other fat while this. Eating it. Oh wait, no, I might be going to.
We
told
we're not fat, but we just assume each other's projecting. You must think I'm fat if you're saying you're fat.
Okay.
Sorry.
Silence, children. And on Thursday, February 1st, RFB presents First Thursdays at The Well, featuring the queer country, wait, what? Of Karen and the Sorrows, the alt-folk, alt-country, and Americana of the Nightmare River Band, plus the post-punk, what the fuck word is this? Skronky Tonkers? You guys are fucking with me now. Tatters and Red. It's going to be an evening of music unlike any other. Doors at 8 p.m. The Well, 272 Meserol Street. They spelled Meserol wrong. Bushwick, Brooklyn.
I love you, Abby.
What the fuck Meserol wrong.
World word is this? Let me see the okay. word. I love that.
Look at
Where's
that
the what
shit.
The fuck
Wait,
word?
No,
Skronky Tonkers.
Skronky Tonkers. I'm like, do I have to say yeah, this? I mean... I'm from Indiana and shit, but...
Oh my God, that's funny.
Skronky Tonkers goes too far for me, guys.
Goes too far.
I'm not comfortable with this.
All right, if I have to know this, you have to know this.
Oh no.
Something exists called a poop knife.
Mm.
What?
Yeah, I read about this on BuzzFeed.
No. Why? I don't want to know about
it. Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah, I know. No one wants to know about this. I know about it. I read about it. Now you guys have to live with
Fuck
this.
Fuck it, I'm in.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
So apparently...
This is your face, girl.
This person on Reddit posted, does anyone else have a poop knife? And people are like, what the fuck is that? What the fuck is that? Well, apparently this person, their family, all of them, take really big fucking logs of shit. And it won't flush down the toilet unless they cut it.
No.
So they have a specific knife that they call the poop knife.
No, they use the there same are, one?
Yes, they have three different bathrooms. And if they need the poop knife, someone will say, hey, can you get me the poop knife?
Where do they store it?
In the laundry
what
room.
What is the diet of these family?
That's not real.
That's real.
That's not real.
That's real.
People
not
on
real.
Reddit be fucking with you.
That's what I thought it was, but I also didn't think it would be that.
That's what it is.
Because.
So that they can cut their poop.
You're like,
so
I too have but long poops.
And apparently it's not just this one family, because after all the, ew, whoa, no. There's, me too. Yeah, no. We do that too.
No,
we
have America, poop knife. Not real.
Yeah, this it's not real.
I now think
I mean,
my
I do have a friend who
one.
He said he clogged the toilet like every time he poops because he's like, yeah, I just have a massive.
You
got to
get him a poop knife.
I might have to buy him one.
Can we should market this because I want the handle to be like a comet, like a porcelain
like the,
shit.
Or maybe the
like
emoji.
A long, yeah,
Wait,
like a big,
it, yeah, yeah, long handle. That's what,
can we
I
do the rainbow
a long
butter
handle.
Knife, which is not. Have you seen the rainbow poop emoji?
Yeah, no, I
maybe
definitely,
we'll do that.
Yeah, I think like a poop emoji on this a nice is, long poopy handle.
This can be the ass radio,
Product.
That's the first thing we give the public.
A poop knife.
Yes. I think it's perfect. Write it down.
I can never unknow this.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I will forget this. I know I will.
I'm going to try my hardest to forget this.
I don't have to try.
But you won't be able to.
Because I don't believe it.
Damn product. It, Francis.
Google it right now. Poop knife.
I could Google my ass off. I'm going to Snopes it. Snopes knife. All right, Snopes, don't do me proud now.
Oh, you really don't want this to be real. I don't
know
either.
It's not.
No, it is.
No.
Fucking poop knife.
Nobody really needs that. That can't be a real thing. Who shares a poop knife? What kind of this is like the poop hoarder on Hoarders.
Yeah.
I don't want to know about that either.
There was a poop hoarder?
All right. There's a poop archives on Snopes, but I don't think it's coming up. Wait, Inuit? Hold up. Feces knife?
Oh my
Survivalist
God.
So this goes back.
All right, let's hear it.
I don't know. I might need to do too much reading before there's an answer. But they're saying that elderly Eskimos in the 1950s, all this. All right, we're going to research this because, oh my God.
What the fuck?
Looking for something now. There's a history.
How about that football?
Oh my God.
Your next week is going to be insane. Who you have as the guest.
The history. Oh,
are you going to get the other guy?
No. What else we got?
Okay, I didn't do this last week, but it's back. Florida man.
Oh.
Florida man.
Yeah, because Florida man.
Are we playing around?
Some really weird shit happened. It must be Florida man. Yeah. Florida man. So here's the weird shit that men in Florida did this week. Florida man steals fish by stuffing it in his pants.
Ew. Mm-hmm. Ugh. That's from where?
Florida man from an exotic fish store.
Oh no!
It's exotic fish. Yeah, they
did
were expensive.
Bite, a pet? Did it bite?
What's that?
A pet.
Something like that.
Did it die?
I don't know.
Because that's not safe.
That's not.
Did it bite his wiener?
Let's hope so.
I hope we got bit.
I hope it was a piranha.
Florida man charged with DUI after trying to order a burrito
at a bank.
From a bank.
Yeah.
You saw that one.
I'm aware of this guy.
Florida man arrested for assaulting his girlfriend with fried chicken.
Oh. Poor. I was hit in the head with a burger once. I relate to this woman.
When were you hit in the head with the burger?
When I was 17, I was dating the first Scott of four, and he was a psychotic, abusive psycho.
Wait, hold on. Rewind.
Yeah, rewind.
I dated four guys named Scott. So he was the first of four. He was patient zero, if you will.
Is this lookalike syndrome?
No.
Do you know lookalike syndrome?
Where you date the same person over and over again? The same face?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah, I have
had lookalike syndrome. I think the same name is not as bad because Scott's a common name.
Yeah, they don't look alike at all, but they're all Scots. One Scotty, but they're all Scots. But yeah, the first one, he slammed a burger, a McDonald's burger into my head and it went and exploded. It disintegrated. If you slam a burger, it just it didn't stay burger shaped. He was an asshole. A psychotic liar. You know, he was a liar and abusive. And his family, some of them don't even talk to him anymore.
Oh, don't lie to face girl.
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. That's it.
He also promised that he was going to kill himself if we broke up. And he did not.
So
he didn't keep his promise?
No, he did not. I'm so upset he didn't keep his promise. He's still alive as far as I know.
And finally, Florida man hurls his glass eye at the ER doctor and nurse.
Why? Did you hear about the guy that escaped prison to get stuff to then bring it back to prison?
Yes, he got a bunch of booze and some home-cooked meals.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay, because I just read headlines.
Did they let them keep it?
No, he got in trouble.
Did they let him keep it?
I think he should not have gotten in trouble. He was going back. Come on.
Yeah, he escaped from prison and he went back.
What idiot does that? He's got a heart of gold.
I just needed these things. I wanted my cigarettes. I wanted my booze. I wanted a little home cooked meal.
You know he was bringing them to people. He didn't escape alone.
That's sweet.
What was his original offense anyway?
I don't know.
We'll also look into that.
Yeah, because it's probably something minor. Poor guy probably has mental health problems.
They should let him get away with that.
Yeah,
we only have about 5 minutes left, but I really want to talk about this.
What is it?
So, we all heard about the missile at the missile warning in Hawaii.
Yeah, the
false. Serious thing. And within minutes after it being found out that it was false, there was a 50% jump in the traffic on Pornhub.
Mm-hmm. After?
Yeah. 2 minutes after. When everyone was okay, I'm okay. Okay, there's no missile.
Oh my God.
A huge spike. Yes.
I'm amazed it didn't happen sooner. While they thought they were going to die.
No, everybody was saying they were like calling their families and shit. And cuddling.
Yeah, that was when they thought they were going to die.
They were cuddling. And then they realized, fuck my family. Never mind. I got to go check on.
I got to go kill some kids. Some unborn babies.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, waste my future. That's how men deal with stress. I don't think it was just men, though.
Yeah,
I don't think it was just men.
Well, yeah, but women don't watch as much porn.
No, not at all.
I don't use Pornhub.
Like, I don't use Pornhub at all. No, so I hate Pornhub. It's such weird shit on there.
I think we have different... I think we'd go different directions. What do you use?
I just use, like, pictures of girls.
Yeah, so we're not going to go where I go.
Where do you go?
We've been where you go.
Yeah, we know where I go.
She sends me links, and just based on the description, I'm like, I'm not opening that.
I'm not watching this.
That's way too fucking dark.
I've actually sent him something like, is this evidence in a pending case for porn?
And she thinks I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, because it was one where we thought we needed to call cops for.
Oh my god.
We wound up not calling the cops, but we really thought about it. I did ask a cop on Facebook.
And they said you should go to the cops.
And I was like, you're a cop. You do it. You know now.
So maybe he did it.
Maybe 5 minutes after I sent it to him, he was ready to talk.
What's your go-to porn, Abby?
My go-to porn, I mean, I barely watch porn, but like, yeah, I'll go to Pornhub because that's like the lazy place to go, right?
I mean, see, I like vanilla ice cream
too. I don't like
the
name of this. I don't like the name of this site, but I like how they have been, you know, very, they do good things.
No, it's actually it's a terrible website. It's ruined like girls being able to make money in the porn industry and men. I mean, it's ruined.
How so?
Because they've like freed porn. It's actually not very good for porn stars. It's become just this like industry where you're like, you know, a lot of girls are right now in the porn industry are killing themselves. There's like 5 in the last month. There's like, you know, they
it's not because there's less work.
No, but it's like they do have very little work that actually is paying work. And so if they get alienated, some of them had online bullying and their fan bases like alienate them. There's really no other work to get that's paying. And the industry is being like slowed down. And, you know, like, I don't think it's that positive. I hate to sound like Glory Steinem, but we have different reasons for thinking. She's just like, porn is evil. And I'm like, well, we should pay the porn stars. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I've wondered often, like,
they don't get paid.
How is anyone making money in porn anymore?
They're not making, nobody's making money in porn.
But there's advertisements all over porn.
Unless you won an AVN, even then, those girls are really like, they're going to the strip clubs to make money. They have to go and like do a big appearance to the strip clubs. So if your fan base like fucks you over, you're done.
On a happy note. we got like a minute and a half. Thank you, Abby Hurt, so much.
Thank you, Face Boy.
Abby Hurt so much.
Abby Hurt so much.
I've never heard that. Ever.
Thank you, face girl.
Thank you, face boy.
Thank you, beautiful girlfriend.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Coming up next on Radio Free Brooklyn is Get Rich Quick with Josh and Noel. Please tune in every Saturday at 7 p.m. for Art Star Scene Radio. And please give to Planned Parenthood. They need it. Give to the ACLU. It's important. Give to the Red Cross. That's important, too. And you can listen to all past episodes of Art Star Scene Radio on faceboy.com. And you can write to us at
ArtStarScene. I think it's ArtStarScene@gmail.com.
You think it's
ArtStarScene? Yeah, I don't think it's ArtStarScene Radio. It's ArtStarScene@gmail.com.
We so much have our shit together.
We have all of our shit together. We're going to follow through on a lot of things.
We are. We're going to follow through on everything. All the things we said we're going to follow through on, we're going to follow through on.
All the things you said. All the things you said.
Running through my head.
Oh, I almost forgot to mention this. There is a very serious threat right now that if you just do this one thing, you're going to be fine. And that